Seek to Speak the Truth to Each Other by Lynette Kittle. Read by Kelly Jane McLean. Today's Bible verse is Acts 5, verse 4. Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied just to human beings, but to God. Do you ever find yourself fudging the truth in everyday life situations? Perhaps you justify doing so because you believe you're keeping the peace or sparing hurting someone's feelings. Maybe in your opinion, you're not really being dishonest or deceptive, but rather managing conversations and situations for the best. Possibly you leave out details because you don't want people to know what's really motivating your actions. Or maybe you only tell partial truth because you want someone to have a certain impression about you. Yet Scripture is pretty straightforward in instructing Christians to speak the truth to each other. Both Zechariah 8:16 and Proverbs 22:21 urge Christians to speak the truth. In Leviticus 19, God gave Moses guidelines for Israel to live by, including do not defraud or rob your neighbor. Although many may not consider fudging the truth a form of defrauding, it's robbing another of truth with an intention to be misleading. A really severe example of the seriousness of defrauding is in Acts 5, where a couple named Ananias and Sapphira sold land and brought the money to give to the apostles. Instead of saying they were keeping some of it for themselves, they misled the group to believe they were giving the total amount received. Acts 5:2 describes how, with his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. In today's standards, it wouldn't seem like a big deal, but both were immediately struck dead and carried away from the scene. Although today's culture may not understand why this deadly incident occurred, Acts 5:4 explains why it was such a serious situation. You have not lied just to human beings, but to God. Still, with fudging being so widespread in present-day culture, most believe there isn't anything wrong in practicing it. Instead of seeing it as defrauding others and a sin against God, people rationalize its use. As you go about your daily life, ask God to help you not to defraud those around you. Ask Him to show you any areas where you may have failed and confess your sin to Him. Psalm 32:5 states how when you acknowledge your sin and you do not cover up your iniquity, God forgives and frees you from the guilt of it. Choose today to speak the truth in all your dealings with others.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.